Katie Coleman floated to her favorite spot on the International Space Station, a hexagonal dome called the Cupola with 360-degree views of Earth. Brushing her teeth while surfing over the Pacific at 17,500 miles per hour, she was one of only six humans not on the planet below. The profound isolation of that reality never quite left her. From this vantage point, 250 miles above the surface, political boundaries disappeared, revealing something more fundamental: one interconnected human family on a fragile blue sphere sailing through the cosmos. But Coleman's journey to this perspective began not with rockets and spacewalks, but with a handshake. In spring 1982, as a chemistry major at MIT who loved lab work but craved adventure, she attended a talk by Sally Ride, America's first female astronaut. When Sally shook her hand at the reception, something shifted. Here was someone with wavy brown hair like hers, wearing a blue flight suit, who'd actually made it to space. That small, strong, female grip offered something Coleman didn't know she needed: permission to imagine herself in that role. Coleman never dreamed of becoming an astronaut until she saw Sally Ride. Growing up with a father who led naval diving units, exploration seemed normal, but never for women like her. The astronauts she'd seen were all male, all white, all seemingly from a different universe. Sally changed that instantly. By showing Coleman that an astronaut could look like her, Sally transformed what she could imagine for herself. It's not about lacking confidence, it's about expanding the menu of options we feel we can legitimately reach for. Years later, when Coleman worked with Sandra Bullock to prepare for her role in Gravity, she understood she was paying that gift forward. The film gave millions of viewers the visceral feeling of witnessing Earth from space through a woman's eyes. When you see someone who looks like you doing what you aspire to do, a door opens in your mind that you didn't know was locked. When Mr. Peterson at the Air Force told Coleman she wasn't qualified for NASA's 1990 astronaut selection, needing 4 years of service instead of her two, he said, "You would have to be some kind of exception, Miss Coleman." She told him she was indeed an exception, and to write her name down because someday she'd be calling him from NASA. This determination was forged through years of being underestimated. In high school, she was the only girl among MIT-obsessed boys who doubted her. Their skepticism made her apply, and she got in. At MIT, she nearly dismissed a Miss California blonde as her lab partner until Laura Kiesling proved herself brilliant, now an internationally respected chemist and MacArthur Fellow. Coleman learned to examine her own biases while refusing to accept others' limitations. At the Air Force Research Laboratory, when Tommy challenged her with, "You think a girl can do this?" she responded by breaking records, lasting 18 minutes in the centrifuge when others managed only six. She discovered something crucial. She thrives under pressure, using it to sharpen her focus when situations intensify. The space shuttle launch is sensational. 8.5 minutes of relentless power propelling astronauts skyward. But for astronauts, the launch isn't the beginning. It's merely an exciting interlude in years of preparation. Coleman's NASA career spanned 8,888 days, with only 180 in space and 25 minutes launching. Success comes from creating momentum when no one is watching. Her astronaut class of 24 was introduced at a press conference on August 3, 1992. At her new desk, she found a 2-foot stack of workbooks, her first indication of the intensive learning ahead. They absorbed massive information about shuttle systems, practiced in simulators, and learned a new language where nominal meant everything performed as expected. Flying T-38 jets developed an operational mindset, making decisions under high-speed, high-pressure conditions. Her friend Mark Polansky taught her to look ahead without skipping critical procedures. When tension crept into her shoulders during formation flying, he offered advice she still uses: wiggle your toes, because you just can't stay tense if you're wiggling your toes. Years later, during critical space operations, her toes were definitely moving. While in Russia debating space station labels, Coleman received a call from Colonel Eileen Collins, NASA's first female shuttle commander. Coleman would serve as lead mission specialist for STS-93, deploying the Chandra X-ray Observatory, the largest payload ever launched. Chandra would detect X-rays from exploding stars and black holes, phenomena invisible from Earth since our atmosphere blocks X-rays. Years of work by countless scientists depended on Coleman's execution in space, creating immense responsibility. This defines a true mission, something bigger than yourself that simultaneously requires your unique contribution. Without you, it fails. Mission stretches you beyond yourself while revealing your distinct value. This purpose bridges personal differences and enables extraordinary achievements. Astronauts always fly for reasons larger than themselves, conducting experiments, launching telescopes, building stations, yet each person's specific skills remain absolutely essential to success. In 2001, Coleman worked as a CAPCOM at Mission Control, the critical liaison between ground and space, while breastfeeding her baby Jamie. She negotiated extra minutes during communication blackouts to pump milk in a janitor's closet outside Mission Control, where female janitors welcomed her with flowers and magazines. It was one of countless arrangements she made to be both mother and astronaut in a role never designed for people like her. Coleman and her husband Josh never had a conventional relationship. His glass studio and son were in Massachusetts. Her astronaut career anchored her in Houston. Neither could move, so they made regular weekend visits at their own expense, enduring strangers' skeptical questions. They developed a rhythm, Josh visiting Houston, Coleman traveling to Massachusetts during breaks, Jamie shuttling between them. The frequent flyer miles piled up. The emotional toll was real. United counterstaff knew her as the astronaut who cries at the airport. Their arrangement wasn't perfect, but it worked, proving that unconventional paths can sustain both love and calling. From space, Earth's shifting lights and colors revealed a profound truth to Coleman. We're all connected on one precious planet. Political boundaries disappear from orbit, exposing our shared home sailing through the universe. Like the six astronauts responsible for the ISS, we Earthlings are the only crew who can care for our spacecraft. This perspective drives her current mission, speaking to young engineers and advocating for inclusion. Working with AstroAccess expanded her understanding further. Watching Dana Bowles, born without limbs, maneuver precisely in zero gravity, and Cece Mazik, a wheelchair user, experience weightless freedom revealed how even her notion of inclusion had gaps. These problem solvers would make invaluable crewmates. As crew members of Spaceship Earth, we're all essential, our voices and perspectives critical to our shared mission. The stories we tell shape the futures we can imagine. When someone sees themselves reflected in an explorer or astronaut, they realize that could be them. In that moment of recognition, the universe expands.